Welcome to For the Love of Books, a podcast by North Lancashire Libraries. Hi everyone, welcome back to the North Lancashire Libraries podcast for the love of books. My name is Chris Wilson, the e-services librarian, and today is World Book Day, and I have got two very special guests here to talk to me about some of their favourite books.
Hello!
And those are Hannah and Harris, who happen to be my little boy and my little girl. And I thought we would get a chance to talk to them about some of their favourite books. So, Harris, you have been learning to read at school recently, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and how are you enjoying learning to read?
I
learned
to read at nursery.
And you're learning to read at nursery. How have you been enjoying learning to read at school?
Good.
Right. And I've got a few books here that I think are some of our favourite books, and we'll talk a little bit about them, I think, and see what you guys think. So, one of my favourite books that I have had fun reading to you guys is The Lion Inside. Harris, do you love The Lion Inside as much as I do?
I love lions.
You love The Lion Inside, Hannah? What about you, Harris? Do you love The Lion Inside?
I like this one.
You like that one? We'll talk about that one in a wee minute.
And also, I do have this book.
What about this book, though? What about The Lion Inside? Did you enjoy whenever Mum and Dad read The Lion Inside?
Yes, I enjoyed this guy.
And what is your favourite thing about The Lion Inside? Do you like when the little mouse learns to... You find out that the lion is a bit scared of the little mouse?
Yeah.
And everybody has got a lion inside them. That's the whole point of the story. And what about you, Hannah? You have been enjoying this book recently, haven't you? And what's on the front of this book? What's this here?
It's a chicken.
It's the new Tom Fletcher book. There's a little chick in your book. And it's all about... It's the same as all the other What's in Your Book series. And they have got lots of things in it. And it's a special Easter one, obviously. And it's got little flaps in it, which is a bit unusual for his book. But I really, really love his books because they're really interactive. And the kids really, really enjoy them. Hannah actually really enjoys reading that book on her own a bit, kind of going through and doing the actions and stuff.
I know what this word says, girl.
That does say, girl. Well done, Harris. And Harris, another book that I've got here that I thought that you maybe thought was a really, really good book was this one here.
There's a little mouse's house here.
Yeah, we've got a little mouse house. And we've got this one here as well, which is Zog by Julia Donaldson. And Zog is all about, what's it all about?
Get her.
Well, what's this? What's this creature here? What is Zog?
He is a dragon.
He is a dragon. And he's at dragon school learning how to be a dragon. And he's struggling a little bit with various things. And there's also a princess in the story who helps him get through the various years at his school and his dragon school. And it's a lovely story, and it's a nice rhyming story that normally goes along with a lot of the Julia Donaldson books. And as usual, the character designs and stuff like that, and it's fantastic too. So that's another fantastic read that we really like. And then the other book that I had here that I thought that we would maybe kind of talk a little bit about was The Colour Monster. Now, The Colour Monster is all about... Do you remember what it's all about, Harris?
Going to school.
Well, there is a point about going to school, but this is the first one. This is just The Colour Monster. And Hannah, you've been doing this at nursery, haven't you?
Yeah.
And what's it all about? It's all about...
I got the one
called Dice. It's all about feelings, isn't it? It's about feelings and how the colour match feelings, isn't it? So, for example...
Yellow is happiness.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No.
And what other colours have we got? We've also got...
Blue.
We've also got blue. And what feeling is blue? Do you remember?
Sad.
Sad, yes.
I know.
Thank you. And then we've also got red. And
red
is
angry. Like, who am I?
Yeah. And And that is another important motion as well. Then there's also black, which is for...
Scared.
Oh, it's fear that's listed on here, but that's the same thing as being scared, isn't it? And then I think this is the final one, which is...
Green is for happiness.
So we've got this one, which is green, right? And green is for calm, which is something that we have to make sure you guys are nice and calm sometimes, don't we?
Yes, we'll be.
And the color monster is all about how you deal with all those different emotions, how they can sometimes get a bit mixed up and it's a bit difficult to kind of deal with them. Great for getting the kids to learn how to deal with emotions and stuff. And then pink is the final one that comes in. What is the final colour for? What is pink for? You know? What colour is pink usually associated with? What colour is pink for?
Flowers!
Flowers!
It is for flowers, but what...
I know!
But what do we feel whenever we think of pink?
Pink!
Love!
Love hearts, yeah, love, pink. Yeah. So there's lots and lots of great things in the Colour Monster. It's a fantastic book. There's lots of great stuff in the Colour Monster for colours and stuff like that. And it's really, really good. Harris, is there any other books you can think of that you have enjoyed reading recently?
Well, a Polar Express book.
You are a big, huge fan of the Polar Express book. That is right. You do love the Polar Express book. What's the great thing about the Polar Express? Why do you love the Polar Express so much?
Because it's all about... It's all about a little boy hopping onto a Polar Express bus.
And where does he go on the Polar Express? Where does he go to see?
To the North Pole!
To the North Pole to meet?
Santa!
And in our household, it's pretty much Christmas time all year round because Harris will literally want to read the Polar Express all year round. And it doesn't matter what time of year it is, we will always read the Polar Express because it's such a fantastic book. Oh no, you hurt your toe on a book. That's not a great thing to happen on World Book Day, is it?
And also, I do have a train tower in Polar Express. So.
Yeah, but that's not to do with books. That is a really cool thing to say. Hannah, what about you? What other books do you love? Have you got any books that you love?
I like the monster one.
Is it the other monster one that goes with this? There's a monster in your book. Is it that one?
That's the color monster one.
Yeah, we talked about that already, though. And what you have been enjoying recently?
There's a dinosaur
in your book, haven't you?
I have both of these.
We do have both of those. Yeah, we do. And so, would you recommend all these four books to other boys and girls to read?
Yes.
Yeah, what one?
But are we going to sell them?
No, we're not going to sell them. Hopefully, we're going to encourage. Hopefully, we're going to encourage other boys and girls to come along to the library to get these books because all these books are available in the library for other boys and girls to get. So, which one would you say, Harris, is your favourite out of these four books?
Well, a Polar Express book.
Including the Polar Express. So that means five books then. So you would recommend highly the Polar Express?
Yeah.
What happened to you?
And Hannah, what is your favourite book out of this lot? What one would you say your favourite one?
It's a green one.
What one?
A green one.
Which book?
Maybe a Colour Monster.
Is it the Colour Monster you like best?
Yes.
Yeah? That's a good book.
What is Daddy? I want to
take you away. And that Hannah is playing doctors as well.
Why?
Which is quite good because that's what happens at the end of Zog as well, isn't it? They end up being the flying doctors. So there you go, guys. There are some fantastic book recommendations straight from the mouth of two of our very special guests today. Hannah and Harris, and that is some amazing book recommendations. And how important do you think books are, Harris?
Good.
How important do you think they are? Do you think they're very important, Harris?
Yeah.
And
because they really help your reading.
They do help your reading a lot. And they're also very fun to read, aren't they? So it's very fun. And mums and dads out there have lots of fun reading books to your little boys and girls,
yes!
Don't they? Yeah. It's one of our favourite things to do at night time is read books, isn't it?
Yes!
Yeah. Hannah and I never go to bed without a book, do we?
Yeah. And also, I don't know where my Polar Express book has went.
You've not lost your Polar Express book, have you?
I think it's still in my school, or maybe it's... Or I left it there by accident.
Well, we'll have to look into that and find out, and I think. And everyone else, we have been recommending books for parents to check out. Some of our staff have been recommending some of their favourite children's reads on our social media channels in the lead up to World Book Day, and also today there'll be a couple more that have went out, and also probably one tomorrow as well, I think, as well, just to kind of have a bit of a World Book Week rather than a World Book Day, because let's face it, World Book Day is every day in libraries, so I think that's a good thing. That would be a good thing for anyone to check out and see if there's any recommended reads there that you haven't already looked at before. But that's about all for now for us. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed this very interesting little chance to kind of hear straight from two children about their experiences of reading books on World Book Day. Do you want to, you guys want to say bye-bye? That's all for now, guys. I hope you enjoyed listening, and do watch out for next week's Bee's Book edition of the podcast coming very, very soon. Bye, guys.